Well, Kim Cash, wheat prices seem to rally about 13 cents, only to lose that money later in the week. And the Kansas City July wheat contract price is just hanging around that $5 support price. What's going on out there?
Not much. I think it's what I call smoke and mirror news. The market's reacting to the, you know, the flooding up north. The market's reacting to something that's going on over in Greece or in parts of the world. I think the market may have needed to buy a little wheat early in the week, bid up the price. Farmers sold on that rally, and it brought it back down. Right now, the market's just wallowing around.
So what do you think is going to happen? How's this going to play out?
Well, I think that the market keeps hammering that $5 level on that Kansas City Board of Trade July contract. I'm concerned about that. If we ever break through it, if we ever get those buyers out of the market and they give up, then I think we're going to take it down at least 20 cents and possibly 40 cents. And 40 cents will get it back down into the levels we saw last July and August, where we had 360 cash wheat in Oklahoma.
Are there many people betting on the downside?
Right now, we've got the reports say that we have record short positions by the funds in the market. So on the other hand, if something happens, if we start losing this crop and the funds have to get out of those short positions, we could have a pretty good rally out of it. But right now, we're record short and the funds are betting on shorts, and they're not stupid.
Yeah, is there any movement at all from the flooding that they're talking about up north with the rivers?
There's concern, and I call that part of the smoke and mirrors, and it is a valid concern because it's going to delay planting that spring wheat crop a little bit. Does it mean we won't get the spring wheat crop planted? No, we got plenty of time to do that. But you come down another 2 or 3 weeks, and then it's going to start getting tighter, and that will be bigger news.
So what's the market offering right now for harvest delivered wheat?
Well, if you look in southern Oklahoma, around a dollar, dollar and a nickel less than the July contract price. Northern Oklahoma, about 80, 85 cents less than that. So the market's offering anywhere from $3.95 to about $4.20 a bushel, depending on location.
So the question is that a good price?
It will be if prices go down. It won't be if they go back up. And that's just dependent upon the weather, whether or not we have above average yields, lower prices, or below average yields and higher prices.
So what should producers be doing right now?
I think if they can afford the risk, just set on it.
That simple.
That simple.
All right, Kim, thanks for being here.